Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Barry and I welcome all of you back for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation as this program is beamed across the USA via our now 525 weekly stations, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to surpass your expectations. They offer spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, what we like is the ability to convert membership points into Hilton Honors points that can be used towards stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Members also receive the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now for the B Block and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Off to that show hotline we go for the first time today as we connect with David Neelman, the founder of JetBlue Airways and the current CEO of Breeze Airways.
David, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back on your show.
Well, glad to have you here with us this morning. I'm interested in hearing about how the year is going so far for you and Breeze Airways. Now that we're into Q3 here on July 15th, I'd love for you to share some of your impressions on what's happening out there in the overall airline sector of travel.
Well, as far as Breeze goes, it's a much better summer than last year. Now we have more planes and more routes, and I think our people are really doing a great job, you know, just taking care of our customers and our guests. And we've got a route system that's pretty spread out all over the place. But, you know, I think in July we've had just one cancellation, and hundreds were 99.99%, so completion factor. So I'm really happy about how our teams come together, and they're doing a really great job. As far as the sector goes, you know, I think this year's more the year of international travel. Last year was the year of domestic travel. So I think people are traveling internationally, and we hope to be able to get our flag status to be able to fly internationally soon. But, you know, I think domestic, there's some good fares out there right now. It's not, you know, fares have come down over last summer. And I think, you know, those people that are still planning maybe a trip or thinking about a trip should go online and, you know, check us out and check with the others, and I think you'll find fares that are somewhat lower than they were last year.
David, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about the aircraft that you're flying with Breeze, because I think it's something that also makes Breeze stand out. You started with secondhand Embraer regional jets, but you've made a major commitment to the Airbus A220 that was originally designed by Bombardier with the C-Series jet. I recall news that Breeze Airways would be one of the largest U.S. carriers flying the A220. So how is that ambition coming along?
It's going great. You know, our customers absolutely love that airplane, and for good reason. It's the newest technological airplane that exists, you know, in commercial aviation. You know, the Boeing's technology dates back to the 50s, really. The circumference of the fuselage, the, you know, kind of the internal workings of the airplane, a lot of cables and pulleys and that kind of stuff. And then Airbus came along with the 320, which is technologically superior, but it's still 1980s technology. And, you know, Rob Dürer, who was the developer of this airplane, told me that the first meeting was in 2005 to kind of start designing the airplane. So you can imagine how technology's changed. And so from our pilot perspective, they absolutely love flying the airplane. The windows are bigger for our customer perspective. The windows are bigger. You know, we can do a dual class a lot easier. Today we have, between 12 and 36 first class seats. We're kind of sticking with 12 for a while, but as we get longer and longer routes, we can easily switch back to 36 first-class seats. It's just quiet, 2 and 3 seating in the back. So, you know, very few middle seats, half as many middle seats as on a 737 or an A320. And ability to, like I said, do more first-class. So it's really a tremendous airplane and really the future of what we're doing. We're up to, I think we got our 15th airplane today. And, you know, by the end of next year, we'll hopefully be close to 40. So
that's significant growth.
Yeah,
since we last time we talked, but big time growth. You know, I thought it was interesting. I want to go back to something. About a year ago, Travel and Leisure, they ranked the top 10 domestic airlines, and none of the top four were a major U.S. operator. Instead, it was comprised of companies like Breeze Airways or Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska Airlines, or even your old company, JetBlue. So I want to know, what do you think is missing in today's domestic airline operations, David? You know, and it could be in terms of customer service, maybe it's destination served, maybe it's loyalty programs, value. You can go wherever you want, because the reason I'm asking you is I'd like to know how you're trying to remedy all that with Breeze.
You know, I think our customers really, you know, we set out this goal to try and get you there twice as fast for half the price. You know, if you're living in Huntsville, Alabama, and you've always pretty much either had to drive up to Nashville, you know, a 2+ hour drive, or connect through a hub, and all of a sudden an airline comes along and has brand new planes, and you can fly first class for a reasonable price, and you can go nonstop to Vegas or nonstop to Tampa or nonstop to Orlando. You know, when everything works and we're on time and everything, we just get incredible scores from our customers because they're so appreciative that not only are they getting, you know, a really reasonable fare, but they're also getting a service where they, you know, they can get there so much quicker and it's so much easier, and they can fly more often.
Yes.
And we've seen these markets explode because, you know, it's just so convenient and so economical for people.
Yeah, Breeze definitely fills a gap.
When they respond to those surveys, they just are glowing about what we're doing. I'm not sure, you know, Hawaiian, you know, obviously runs a great airline, and but you know, in our perspective, we dropped a couple of spots from last year. Probably didn't deserve to be second last year, but you know, we have something to aspire to now. We can move up next year.
Well, you definitely fill a gap from the service standpoint. So for people tuning in just now, we're talking with David Neelman, the CEO of Breeze Airways, filling the gap from a service standpoint with various airports around the U.S. to make traveling easier. But also, I want to go back and have you talk a little bit more and expand on what I know you're passionate about, because you were passionate about it with JetBlue, and that's the customer service. You talked, when you were developing Breeze, you talked about creating the world's nicest airline. Every airline has a personality, a kind of a culture with the employees, and customers know it and expect it. So I'm curious, how has that translated into the current onboard experience with Breeze, David?
You know, I think it's really great. You know, it's tough to be perfect in this industry, but yesterday I was down at our training center welcoming 30 new flight attendants, you know, to the company, and thanking them for choosing us, and just setting expectations and saying, look, we want to be the nicest airline. And I let them in on a little secret. I said, you know, if you're nice, people are nice back to you.
That's true.
And then you're a lot happier at your job. You know, if you're not nice to people, they're not nice back. And then you're like, I hate my job. So you can go from hating it or loving it, and you can determine how that is. And so I think just walking through the door, setting those expectations, you know, means a lot. And it's showing on our results from our customers and our NPS scores and things like the Travel and Leisure Magazine survey. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. You know, when an airline like Breeze Airways, you know, since this is the chief travel leader section of the show, you know, or any airline, frankly, if you prefer, you know, they decide to add a new city and begin operations there. I'd love to know, what does that typically cost in hard dollars to make, you know, it happen, initially at least? And I'd love to know, what are some of the necessities that, you know, must be added to make it a success that maybe some of our listeners, you know, when they use that eventual service, they may not give much thought about it?
You know, I think the biggest cost, I mean, obviously it costs a lot, you know, to come in, and I'm making a big push in the company. You know, usually we go into a market and we hire someone to do our ground handling for us, about what we call below the wing and above the wing, but I'm making a big push to put all of our people above the wing, because nobody does a better job of taking care of our people than our people. And so we've already converted one station, and you know, we have 34 more to go. So that's an expense. But the bigger expense is getting the word out and getting people to fly and putting out the introductory fares and getting people on the airplanes. You know, that's when you have a company like ours with 150 routes and over 100 of them are less than 6 months old, you know, it's just, that's the big expense. You're putting an airplane in there, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a flight. And you got to get people on there, and you got to get them happy, and you got to get them coming back. And then what you'll see from Breeze, which is a little bit different, is that we do a lot more seasonal shifts. And that's fine, because a lot of, you know, for example, somebody in Providence, Rhode Island, and I hope to have Cancun soon, they're out on the Cape. They're having a great time. They love their summers. And they don't want to go to Cancun. They don't want to play in Cancun.
Well,
now, if someone in, you know, maybe Huntsville, Alabama, is already hot, would just as soon, you know, be on the beach in Cancun with a margarita, you know. So, we'll basically go where people want to go at times of the year they want to go.
Well, David,
so
you
we
listen.
Have more of an east-west route system during the summertime, and then that kind of gradually shifts in the fall to do more south, more north-south flying, getting people to places, warmer places where they want to go.
Well, so we're going to leave it there. We're going to have folks again, you know, Breeze Airways, Fly Breeze. David, always nice checking in with you. We really appreciate it. It goes by quickly, but we will look forward to doing this again, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Take care, David.
Bye-bye.
All right, David Neilman, Breeze Airways folks, as we make our second pit stop of the day to pause for some important sponsor messages, Traveling Your Tree is next, plus Emeril Lagasse, the NCF, listener emails, museum gallery, and so much more is still ahead. Thanks for being part of our big broadcast today. 90 minutes to go. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.